Last Word on Today FM.
We're joined by Daniel McConnell, editor of The Business Post. But let's start with last night's RTE Leaders' Debate, where 10 people on stage with Katie Hannan for a little more than 2 hours. Before we hear a couple of clips from it, Daniel, your overall impression of the night and what it might do for voting intentions?
I thought the format struggled to justify its existence, Matt. I thought, you know, 10 people on the stage all vying for attention, all vying for that moment to kind of penetrate in terms of getting their message across, didn't work as a format. I think RTE got itself tied up in knots in terms of trying to be fair and balanced. I think a one-on-one or two-on-two leaders debate would have been much more productive, much more would have made a much more entertaining and a much more engaged experience for the viewer. But there were a couple of standout moments. I think, you know, Micheál Martin, I think probably of the three main party leaders, will be the happiest in relation to how he came across. I think Simon Harris endured probably the trickiest night of the three party leaders, or the three main party leaders. He was on the back foot in relation to his support for John McGahan, the current senator and Louth candidate, given his involvement in a violent assault, which he was cleared essentially of a criminal charge, but was subject to a civil court case. And ultimately, you know, it followed several days of heat from Micheál Martin and Mary Lou MacDonald saying that, you know, were he a member of their party, he wouldn't be on the ballot. Simon Harris responded by essentially saying, listen, he wasn't convicted, and, you know, he's been a democratically selected candidate. And he referred to Sinn Féin's press officer in the north, Michael McGonagall, who is convicted for child sex offences, and tried to compare and contrast the two. So it got quite spiky, got quite heated at various points, but certainly the image that Fianna Fáil have clearly tried to set with Micheál Martin is that he's the grown-up in the room, that he's the one above the fray and can act in a much more statesmanlike than the other two. And ultimately, I think he will be the happier of the three leaders, without question, out of last night's debate.
Okay, let's hear a little bits and pieces. This is, of course, from the RT Upfront debate last night. This is where Taoiseach and Fine Gael leader Simon Harris was put under pressure on the cost of the National Children's Hospital.
You personally signed the contract that brought us the Children's Hospital saga.
Well, of course I didn't, but continue.
You didn't sign
the
contract.
I was the Minister for Health when the contract went to government.
And responsible as such for...
And responsible for the signing of that contract.
Please.
Were you not?
I was the Minister for Health when...
You don't accept accountability for a €2.5 billion spend on the National Children's Hospital.
The Government of Ireland made a decision to build the National Children's Hospital. I was a part of the government.
You know we were talking about the recent overspends, the bike shed, the security hut. They were all on your watch. People at home watching this and listening to you talking about billions and the billions, they're wondering, can we trust you to look after our money?
Yeah, well, I think they can trust my party more than any other, because it's my party that has always helped bring this country back from times of economic difficulty. And it's the leadership of the likes of Pascal Donoghue, working with others in government over the last number of years and in different governments, including the Labour Party, that helped actually restore our fiscal independence. There have been examples. There have been examples that have driven the people of this country nuts in relation to waste, including and most particularly the bike shed.
Where is the accountability for the bicycle shed?
The bike shed was...
Where is the accountability?
The bike shed was never a government initiative.
Never mind the bike shed. Let's get back to the National Children's Hospital, Danny, because that was very interesting. When it was just put to him, you signed the contract as Minister for Health. I didn't. Continue. That was quite remarkable.
It was, and it didn't look great from Simon Harris' perspective. It looked kind of slightly high-handed. You know, if you want to try and portray yourself as the leader, you know, the sitting Taoiseach, you're going to have to own certain issues, and there's different ways. And Simon Harris is an exceptional communicator. He's probably one of the best I've ever seen in terms of being able to pivot and being able to kind of combat. I don't think that was his finest hour. I don't think it was his finest moment, because it came across as somewhat arrogant, I felt, in terms of his description of it. And if you're going to be in government, yes, that was on our watch. You know, clearly there were issues with the initial tender. Clearly there are lessons to be learned. You try and strike a more humble tone. He didn't do that. And even this idea, like, this is something Leo Varadkar often got himself in trouble with, and I've been very critical of him as well. He acted as a commentator-in-chief rather than being the Taoiseach of the country. You know, this idea that was the fault of the Oireachtas, not of government. You kind of have to own it when you're running the country, and you kind of say, again, listen, mistakes have been made. We've got to learn from these mistakes. You know, bad practice needs to be weeded out. Ultimately, you know, what we never hear in these debates is, actually, the people fiscal responsible are going to be held to account, because they, you know, there is this culture, we don't engage in kind of witch hunts of civil servants, but there's a palpable anger out there. I think what the bike shed typifies is that, you know, the permanent government can go on wasting money in areas and no one ever gets held accountable, and no one ever else paying a price for their mistakes. And ultimately, you know, last night gave further voice that it was a political discussion. Listen, we weren't in charge. It's not our responsibility. It was the Oireachtas who dropped the ball in terms of the bike shed. And it didn't really go anywhere. But in terms of his trying to disown ownership of the National Children's Hospital, it wasn't a convincing answer.
Okay.
I don't think that it will go down as his finest hour at all.
It was noticeable that after all of the stories over the last week of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáilbhun at loggerheads, that essentially Simon Harris and Micheál Martin came together in opposition to Mary Lou MacDonald last night. Let's hear a little bit of Simon Harris again and Mary Lou MacDonald clashing on the issue of compassion for children.
We live in a country that there are 4,500 children who are homeless, where we live in a state where children in agony with scoliosis that you promised would not wait longer than 4 months wait and wait in agony, some okay. of them to the extent that they became inoperable. I think this faux concern for the future of children needs to be called
wow.
out.
Okay, let Simon Harris
now.
Respond to that.
Wow,
now.
I mean, how dare you? How dare you accuse anyone of faux concern for children? I mean, who do you think you are that you have some sort of monopoly on compassion? There's no faux concern. I don't know any member of Dáil Éireann in any political party or any candidate running for Dáil Éireann who has faux concern for children. So perhaps we could have a respectful... No, excuse me, please. Perhaps we could have a respectful debate about the issues.
So I'll debate... Let me respectfully I'll debate, say this to you, like Simon, to,
well,
for clarity.
Say,
and in
you're,
fairness...
You're shouting me down
no,
again.
No, in fairness
you're
to you and for
down.
Clarity.
You're shouting me
nobody
down.
Nobody has a monopoly on compassion. I agree with you. But here's
well,
the thing. You and Micheál Martin have had a monopoly on power for a very long time.
And that leads to something else, Danny McConnell, that has been pushed upon not just by Mary Lou MacDonald, but some of the other party leaders last night, that we've had 100 years of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil rule, and that the time has come to actually change that. Now, is that going to be the big theme, do you think, for many voters when it comes to the election? Or could it be that there will be people who will say, well, actually, the 100 years has given us a greater level of financial stability and prosperity than we have had in previous generations, and that they might not want that risked by change?
Ultimately, it comes down to the change narrative, Matt. It's ultimately Sinn Féin and the opposition saying these guys have been in power for so long, too long. They've dominated Irish political life and government power for the last 100 years. And ultimately, it's time for a change. That was the big defining narrative of 2020. And Sinn Féin obviously said that they were and claimed to be the big agents of change and did very well relative to their previous voter base. But what was very, very interesting is that it really kind of struck a nerve at Micheál Martin, because he hit back at Mary Lou MacDonald quite sharply, saying, you know, that narrative, 100 years, change, takes some nerve. And, you know, he called out Sinn Féin and what he called is their absence from power, or their absence from even being a credible party. Like, you know, he called them out for opposing membership of the European Union, saying they opposed every trade deal, which have created hundreds of thousands of jobs. He hit out at Sinn Féin's opposition to elements of the Constitution over the last 100 years. And he went as far as to say that you have murdered Gardaí and soldiers as well. Like, that's obviously a reference to the activities of the IRA. So, you know, he says, you know, ultimately Sinn Féin have opposed the Irish state for the last 100 years. So it's quite sharp and quite you know, it was quite robust in his retort to Mary Lou MacDonald, to which he basically came back and said, listen, you know, essentially we've seen this monopoly of government between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and you're trying to airbrush kind of your own failures, etc. like that, and it's time for a change. But whether it's landing or not, Matt, it remains to be seen. I don't think we saw a game changer in the debate from a Sinn Féin perspective like we did in 2020, you know, on the pensions issue or on the RIC or on even Mary Lou MacDonald's exclusion from the original RTÉ leaders debate. You know, they were all bounces of the ball that went in Sinn Féin's favour in 2020. There hasn't been that sort of a moment to really put both government parties under pressure yet in this campaign. But, you know, as we head into the last week or so of the campaign, that may change. But, you know, last night, I don't think fundamentally changed the dial for any party. It wasn't like a frontline debate for Sean Gallagher or Michael D. Higgins or anything like that. But as I said at the start, Micheál Martin will have walked out of RTÉ or Montrose last night far happier because, you know, he is projecting this image of a statesman, and, you know, they're confident within Fianna Fáil that his personal appeal can be the one to put them in first place, because this is what it ultimately comes down to. The race is between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to become the lead party, and who wins the race to become the next Taoiseach.
Daniel McConnell, editor of the Business Post, thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.